This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 175 people have been killed in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy rainfall caused rivers to overflow and inundated villages. Reuters' Trevor Carroll reports.
Flash floods in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo killed scores and destroyed buildings, forcing aid workers to stack mud-covered bodies on top of each other. The rainfall in South Kivu province caused rivers to overflow a day prior, inundating the villages of Bushushu and Nyamukubi. People were seen digging through the mud to recover bodies. Survivors gathered outside a wooden shed where Red Cross workers placed corpses on top of each other. Some describe unimaginable loss.
That was Trevor Carroll reporting for Reuters. Qatar flew a relief flight into Sudan carrying some 40 tons of food and left with 150 evacuees early Saturday as fighting continued between two generals vying for power in the African nation. The port city of Port Sudan, northeast of Sudan's violence-torn capital of Khartoum, has been spared in the fighting and has become one of the few safe transit points out of the country. Negotiations on the two warring sides took place on Saturday. A week of record hot weather in western Canada has forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes as wildfires rage in parts of Alberta. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Some 25,000 Canadians have been forced to flee their homes as 103 wildfires flared across Alberta province, burning in what Alberta Premier Danielle Smith said on Saturday was an unprecedented situation. Thousands more have been told to be ready to leave on a moment's notice. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told South Koreans on Sunday his heart hurts when he thinks of suffering and pain during Japanese colonial rule. This nod to historical disputes that have soured relations between the two U.S. allies still falls short of an apology many are pushing for. Kishida was in Seoul for the first visit to the South Korean capital by a Japanese leader in 12 years, returning the trip South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol made to Tokyo in March. The two sought to close a chapter on the historical disputes that have dominated Japan-South Korea relations for decades. Russian forces are evacuating residents from the town that serves the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine, the Ukrainian military said on Sunday. Ukraine is expected to start soon a much-anticipated counteroffensive to retake Moscow-held territory, including the Zaporizhia region. The Ukrainian army conducted combat and radiation drills on Sunday on an undisclosed training ground in the Donetsk region, simulating attacks on Russian positions. The assault brigade fighters said they trained with thermobaric grenades that could kill the adversary in their trenches in an instant. A dress rehearsal for the Victory Day military parade took place in Moscow on Sunday, with columns of military vehicles rolling through the streets of the Russian capital. Britain's Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Kate, surprised coronation well-wishers by taking a walk about in Windsor on Sunday. They shook hands and took selfies with royal fans celebrating the coronation of King Charles III. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more on the weekend-long celebration.
The festivities continue to support the newly crowned monarch, even as many have questioned the relevance of the crown and the cost of such a spectacle at a time when living costs are so high. The gilded spectacle of the king being crowned in an ancient religious ceremony at Westminster Abbey the day before takes a more down-to-earth turn, with picnics and street parties being planned across the UK. Events conclude with a concert featuring Katy Perry, Lionel Richie and the boy band Take That in the grounds of Windsor Castle. Charles de la Desma, London.
For more on everything royal, what's happening in Ukraine and what's going on in Sudan and further, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Just search VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.